It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Father, thank you for the preciousness and the sweetness and the consolation and the pureness of the precious Word of God. Father, every time we open this Bible and read it, we're so aware that you're speaking to us. Every day that we open our radio broadcast and read these same scriptures, what do we see? Oh, we see none other than Jesus Christ, that through Him, by Him, and it's all of Him and for Him. What a Savior that we have. Lord, may we, as your little children, God, would you teach us to just simply bow down and just simply look to our precious and lovely Lord. I pray even now, tender our hearts, mold us, make us that in which you want us to be. God, there may be one that's sick in body. Would you touch? Some that are getting down to the years that the bodies are breaking down. Lord, may they not be discouraged, but God, may they just realize that they're sort of ripening up for the other side. Home isn't too far away. God, may they be encouraged that you're going to get a glorified body just like unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is worth being saved and lived for the Lord. Now, Father, for that one that's going through trials, that one that's suffering today, would you give them strength? And then, Father, I pray for every individual that outside of the Lord that knows not Jesus as their Savior, oh, would this be the hour. Touch that heart as only you can and draw them to Jesus Christ that He might save them marvelously by simple faith. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in, and what a blessing that it is. I want you to open God's precious Word today with us as we begin another new week. And here we are, the second week in May, and how wonderful it is. And praise the Lord, the weather is beginning to warm up, and things are beginning to ripening up a little bit, and we praise God. But what's the Lord doing in your life? Well, He's never stopped. He's never quit. The Lord is continually going on. May we simply yield ourselves to the Lord and follow Him. Not the world, not our own thoughts and our own attitudes, but follow Him. How can we do this in this world? Well, God has given us a Bible, and God has given us His Word. And all Scripture is given of God. All Scripture is inspired of God. And the little book of Acts, what a precious book that it is. It's showing us the church of the Lord. And can I say to you, the church that Jesus set up on the face of this earth, He left it here on this earth. And honey, it's still marching on. It's still going on. And who's against the church? Well, the devil's against the church. The world's against the church. Religion's against church. Education's against church. Governments are against the church. And who's for it? Well, God is. And the Holy Spirit's for it. And the Bible's for the church. And may I say, if you're saved, you are to, the church ought to be one of the most important things in your life. You take some of the old saints right now that for years they've stood for God and honored God, and now their bodies, they're getting down to where they can't do what they used to. Some of them can't even get to the house of God, but they sure want to be there. Amen. And if you have the energy and the strength and able to go to the house of God, and you call yourself a Christian, and you don't give, shame on you. Oh, my soul, may we love our Lord. Well, let's turn in your Bible to chapter number 24 in the book of Acts. Now, what we've been looking at here, in chapter 24, the Apostle Paul, he's in prison. And he stood before one of the governors of Rome. Remember, Rome is in power. They're over even the church. And of course, is not the government over us today? And but Felix, Paul in chapter 24, he met him on different times, and he witnessed to him just like everybody he meets. But then the governments change. What you see in chapter 24, oh Felix, he's no longer the governor of that area. And in chapter 24, look at verse 27. And after 2 years, Porcius Festus. Well, now who's Festus? The government of Rome, in other words, these governors in the areas, they change. Just like here in the United States, we change our presidents. In fact, we change our governors. We change our leaders. Well, this is exactly what happens. So Paul is no longer facing Felix, but notice the little word Festus. Here's the new ruler in the area that's over him, and he's in power. Come to chapter 25 and look with me at verse number 1. Now when Festus was come into the province, after 3 days, he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Now, where's he going? Going to Jerusalem. Why to Jerusalem? Can I say to you, the church, in the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, God empowered his church that he set up by the Holy Ghost of God, and she marched on. But Jerusalem was a very important place. Now, who is it that is behind all of this? Well, now watch this. He goes to Jerusalem. Verse number 2. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and besought him. Well, what is verse 2 saying? Can I say to you, from the time that Felix left office and Festus took over in Jerusalem, they didn't get what they wanted. But the next one that comes up will take another shot at Paul. We are going to get him. In other words, here shows the high priest. Hey, that's religion, the Jewish religion, the high priest, and the chief of the Jews, all the elders, I mean everybody that thought they was something. Can I say to you, they had one thing in mind, get rid of Paul. Why? Because he represents the church. Why is it that in that day, and they informed him, Oh, they gathered up everything, all the news. They set up every file, everything they could. They piled it up against Paul, one man, and besought him. In other words, they wanted him to stand before Festus. Didn't do too good with the other leader in province. Well, why is this in the scripture? Because all scripture is given by inspiration of God. What do we see here? What's going on in our nation right now? What is it that's happening? Can I say to you, you haven't seen anything yet. It is going to get worse and worse as a child of God. The government, that ever can get any power and authority. And can I say to you, there's groups that are forming constantly, day by day. I want to just say this. We have a president in office now that is interested in the people. He's interested in decency, and he's interested in our nation being great again under God. But can I say to you, for the years in the past, what's been happening? Anything per God, anything that pertained to right, in other words, destroy it. And now, destroy the one that's even trying to do something. And what do we have? Our government, our leaders in the past that's joining hands together. And what are they after? Completely destroying the work that's to be done. Can I say to you, right in the middle of here is the church. Now, what is it they're after politically? Look at verse 3. And they desired favor against him, Paul. They wanted old Festus to agree with them, and that he would send for him to Jerusalem, laying wait in the way to kill him. In other words, he goes to Jerusalem, and all the religious leaders, they read together. I mean, they have a meeting, and they're wanting Festus to send for Paul to come to Jerusalem. And what are they doing? They're laying wait in way to kill him. They was not interested in freeing him. They had one thing in mind, to kill him. What is it that the devil wants done today in our society? He wants to destroy anything and everything that pertains to the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we as God's people simply hold our ground and stand. Paul did. And may we just simply continue on for the Lord. Thank you for listening. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.